views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you're listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Every Monday at the same time, we have some of the most highest level teaching on the planet, and the teaching is here to help you to step into true empowerment. Hi, Sabrina. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Christine. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well, feeling a little bit tired today.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, let's see. I taught a review class on Friday for a type of energetic process that I teach and I helped bring through. And then on Saturday, I taught a brand new kind of process. So it was like I feel like I was preparing for a week and a half, 2 weeks, staying up really late, you know, preparing the curriculum. It was a day-long class, and it turned out great. It was really energizing. We had some fabulous people there, and it was just transformational for everybody involved. Yet I'm feeling like it's the week after finals, you know, and I'm just feeling a little tired.
So your body's just relaxing right now.
It is. It is. It's saying it's time to rest.
Yes. Well, it's always good to get to that point. And I tell you, I had to honor my energetic body this weekend too. I had a fabulous massage on Saturday, and I'm embarrassed to say how long it had been prior to that I had a good massage. Far too long.
Okay. So this is a show on authenticity. Tell us how long.
At least a year and a half.
Wow.
I know. And you know me, I used to be one that was going every month.
Right.
You know? So I don't know what happened. Life, I guess, happened. I'm not really sure, but I got into a wonderful therapist. I had an hour and a half long massage. So
ooh,
if I'm going to
nice.
Do it, I'm going to do it right.
Yes, great.
And yeah, then I had a wonderful clearing meditation at home afterwards. And so on Sunday, the next day, my body was just like, ugh, it was exhausted. It was just releasing. And mm-hmm. I canceled my plans and just stayed home on the couch all day.
Yeah. So instead of following through on whatever your plans were, whatever commitments you had made, you chose to honor the flow of your energy, which was waning at that time, and go within.
Yes, I had to. I don't think I was given much of a choice. I mean, yes, the old me would have pushed through. You know, I wouldn't want to have disappointed either my husband or, you know, the other people that we had committed to. And I would have pushed through, but I would have been in agony. And that's not fun. It doesn't work out for me. I have learned that at least.
Yeah. And, you know, when we talk about energy, we often either think about, you know, the energy of gas and electricity, or how vibrant we're feeling at the moment, how much energy we have to do what we need to do. But really, when you and I speak about energy, it goes much broader than how tired we are or how energized we feel at the moment. It has to do with the subtle energy that is around us that permeates and flows through us, right?
Well, yeah. Well, energy is in everything. It's, you know, we talk about information as everything, and so is energy. It's absolutely a part of everything. And, you know, sometimes we have more vital force running through us, and other times we don't. And it's okay. It's not like, right. I don't want to be on 100% all the time.
Yeah. Well, we all need to retreat every once in a while. And
right. But yes, whenever I need a little boost, I can tap into that subtle field that we talk about that you're mentioning that is all around us. It permeates us, and we can access it at any time. And it does give you that little boost and whatever you need.
Right. And from my perspective, I mean, you know, scientists have been able to measure the light, you know, the biofield, the aura, the energy field that spiritual traditions have been talking about for centuries, they're now able to measure. And really, when there is stagnation, when there's like an imbalance in that light or some light that's missing in certain areas, it indicates that there's a problem. So the name of the game is really being able to tune in and allow the light to flow through us. And there are all sorts of things we can do to achieve that. But part of that has to do with just tuning in and listening to our bodies.
Right. The simple act of awareness is so powerful. I think it's something that I don't remember ever being taught as a child to really be aware. Right. I was conditioned on how I needed to react and respond, but not necessarily how to be aware.
Yeah. Yeah, and that awareness is key because that's important information that tells us, you know, what's stuck, what's moving clearly, freely, and how to move forward.
Exactly. Yeah, that stagnation starts to smell after a while.
It can. And I have two teenage boys, and I can attest to that. Well, you know, today on our show, we've got three different bright lights who I'm so excited are here, one for each of our segments. And right now we have Katie Owen who's calling in. Katie is a massage practitioner and an energy healer, and she's an amazing bright light who has lots of lessons to teach us about how to get that energy moving through us. And so I'd like to welcome Katie Owen. Katie, you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Thanks for joining us.
Welcome, Katie.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. You know, Katie, we're talking about energy and the movement of energy, and I know that there's aspects of it that are physical, and there's also the emotional aspects of it. What kind of tools do you use, or how do you go about, you know, within yourself, increasing that flow of energy and light and sort of managing your energy so that you can live a vibrant and happy, healthy life?
Well, I use a few different things. I love yoga. And when I practice yoga, it seems like I just go away, and it replenishes me, and it clears my head. And I'm told by my friends that are yoga instructors that, you know, the practice actually clears the chakras. And I was just reading this morning, that's kind of funny, that when we can keep our chakras healthy, it in turn affects our physical health. And so if you can start with that energetic structure and keep that clear and flowing, you're going to have better overall health. Right. So I use yoga. I also, I'm a reconnective healing practitioner, and I can work on myself as well as other people, so I do that. And lately, I've just started trying to take some time in the morning after I drop my son off at school to just sit with myself and just see what I think. You know, it's been a while. I went through a period of time where I was so busy remodeling houses that I didn't have a second to myself. And it took a toll.
What were the consequences when you didn't have a second to yourself? What did you feel like?
I felt stressed, depleted. Just, you know, when is this going to be over? So, you know, there was an end date, and so I just kind of pushed through. But I don't want to do that again. I want to take care of myself because I don't want to, you know, live for that date in the future when I can take care of myself. I want to experience that on a daily basis. So I also have had a 111 activation, and I learned how to do the 222 this last weekend. These different activations that have completely changed my life. This new energetic structure that was overlaid on me, it really shakes you up. And I think, Chris, you put something on your page that said, transformation should come with a warning label.
Yes.
Well, that's true, but after, you know, things shake out a bit and you're down the road a ways, I can look back at that and say, yes, that was definitely a good thing for me to do.
Right.
Well, and that's wonderful. I love that you're doing on a day-to-day basis, Katie, because I think that's the most important thing is sometimes it's moment to moment that we just have to remember to care for ourselves and put our alignment first.
Yeah, I'm trying to work on that moment to moment thing, but I'll get there.
Yeah, well, I think it's a tough thing for us to do here in this, you know, the Western culture. And yet, when we're aware of us not doing it, at least we have the awareness, that information of how we are disconnected from the moment, which is a first step.
Sometimes I just have to, in the middle of a stressful moment, I do have the presence of mind to just say, okay, breathe. Just breathe. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do. And something that simple, you know, can take the edge off of it, calm things down a little bit, and then I can, you know, kind of go back to what I'm doing.
All right. And as you alluded to before, it sounds like sometimes the moving the energy, that transformational shifting of energy takes its toll in certain ways, at least in the short term, right?
Yeah. You know, it's like an energetic workout kind of. You know, sometimes, you know, if you work your physical body, you see the after effects. Same thing with your energetic body.
Right.
But ultimately, you know, the 111 and the 222 are about our evolution, and change is painful sometimes, but it's necessary and it's for our higher good. And, you know, if you can just get through the storm on the other side of it, you look back and you go, okay, I'm better off now.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it looks like this segment, we need to wrap it up. Katie, how can people get in touch with you?
My website is cohealing, that's cohealing.com, and I practice in Washington, Oregon, and Mexico. So if you go to my website, you can get all the information you need on how to find me. And I'm also listed as a practitioner on the Orion Network for Evolution. So either of those places, you can get a hold of me.
And, of course, you're here at my center, Stellar Reflections. So
yes.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
We're going to be talking more about keeping the energy flowing. This is Christine Epchurch on Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising, and we're talking about energy and how it shows up in different areas of our life, and what we can do to become aware of it and allow it to flow through us. We just listened to Katie, and she had some wonderful information she shared about in moment to moment, bringing in the breath. And now we have somebody else on the line, and she is wonderful. I should actually have Christine introduce her because she knows her better than I do, but everyone that meets Peggy absolutely loves her. She has that type of energy that you just want to gravitate toward. Oh, Peggy, yeah. Are you on the line?
I am. Thank you, Sabrina. Yeah.
And let me give her like a more complete introduction. I often will introduce Peggy as my better half here at the office because she is an amazing practitioner of all sorts of modalities. She is a bright light. Yes, people gravitate to her. She's also the office manager here and makes sure that things function properly. And Peggy is one of the wisest people I've ever met on the planet. So, Peggy, thanks for joining us.
Wow, Chris, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So go ahead, Sabrina. Didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Well, I know. I was introducing her. I'm like, oh, I know Christine has so much more she wants to say. And all I can say is I just love Peggy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I feel the same way.
And that's, you have that type of energy that you just seem to willingly just share. I don't know if you're even conscious of the fact that you're sharing such wonderful energy with those around you or not, but it's definitely palpable. And how do you do that?
Well, I have various things that I do because I've become really aware of it over time, that I really need to keep the energy moving. And I think, you know, in working in energy work, energy medicine, light work, some people call it, I've discovered all kinds of things about the movement of energy. And so I've really focused on it because I know what a difference it makes to me when things are moving. So if I have a difficult period in my life, I notice constriction. I notice how that feels in my body. And I try to tune into my body because that seems to be key. When things aren't moving, I start to have physical symptoms, not feel well in my stomach or tightness in my chest. And definitely my breathing's affected. So a real quick thing I try to do if I'm feeling out of balance is to take a nice deep breath and just get down into my body a bit. So, you know, that's just kind of a in-the-moment kind of thing. But I do meditate regularly, and, you know, I work in energy work, so, you know, I'm exposed to the work regularly, and that always helps, too. Working with other people helps me feel better. But there are times when I feel like I have trouble getting access to my body where, you know, I might have a particularly difficult set of circumstances in my life come up, or things just don't seem to be working and I can't get things moving. And there are a number of things that I do in that instance, one of which is I have a dance practice. I go to dance pretty regularly, at least a couple times a week, and I find that the movement, just getting into my body and getting, being in response, being aware, really helps move the energy. And I find things that have been difficult or emotional will come up during the dance. And sometimes I end up crying while I'm dancing, and it's all good. You know, it feels so good to let it move through.
So that seems so important, Peggy. You know, there are a lot of people who are working to become more spiritual, to allow Source to speak through them in various ways in their lives. And what you're saying is don't try to transcend the body, but go within and allow the energy to move from within the body and emotionally as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We are energetic beings, and, you know, I think we get so in our heads that we lose track of the body. The body's almost like a disconnected member, you know, and really the body has all this sensory information. It, you know, we have our five senses that we think of, and, you know, I think we, especially in energy work, have tuned into more senses than the five. But, you know, they're all part of our body, and those are the gateways. That's the information that we need to keep things moving.
And I love that. I think, for me, you know, I wasn't always present with my body, and I wasn't aware of anything going on in my body, unless if there was pain, and it usually had to get to such a level to get my attention, because I just was accustomed to having a certain level of restriction or pain, not realizing that that was just the information that my body was trying to tell me. There was something that wasn't in alignment with what I needed to be doing. And Christine, what are some of the ways your body has spoken to you?
Oh, dear. Let's see. Oh, Cancer, gallstones, tightness of muscles, you know, all sorts of things. Even the common cold is speaking to me saying, you know what, you need some downtime, and if you're not going to take it for yourself, I'm going to force you to do it. And it's interesting because the body expresses the emotions, particularly the stagnant emotions, but also the pleasant emotions flowing through. So the body can speak to me in terms of pain, in terms of illness, but it also speaks to me when it's happy and the energy is moving well through tingling. You know, my crown chakra, the top of my head, will often feel like this creepy crawly sensation, or there'll be a lot of energy in my chest area around my heart when my heart is activated in a really positive way. I might feel butterflies in my stomach when I feel like I'm tuning into something new that I'm excited about tapping into. So there are a lot of both pleasant sensations and unpleasant ways that my body speaks to me. My consciousness is speaking through my body.
It never ends.
Yeah. It's so important to tune in because there's so much information there. Even the what we might call negative emotions, if we tune in and allow them, embrace them and allow them rather than push them down, they can move. You can get to something else. It just moves right through. It's where you try to push it down that it really starts to cause problems.
Yeah, so true. And really, in order to release, you have to go through it. Focus on it. Allow it. Yeah, it's so important, that allowing that you're talking about, Peggy. And that's key, because I think so many of us don't, either because we think it's inappropriate or because we're afraid it's going to feel bad in the moment.
Well, and it's even in the word itself, emotion. It's motion, movement.
Yes.
And we've got to remember that. And yes, you're right. We've all suppressed our emotions. And I don't know. I find myself still trying to at times, because sometimes it feels easier, although I know it's not in the long run.
All right. And I think sometimes we're afraid that we're going to be annihilated by our big emotions. And, you know, Peggy, I've watched you go through some very difficult times in your life, you know, over the couple of years I've known you. What do you say to somebody who's really afraid of facing the stuff that's coming up for them in the midst of, a difficult family situation?
I think, you know, primarily if you have somebody who will listen and accept, that's the kind of first step, you know. But it's better once you go through, once you stay with it, once you tune into your body and your reactions, and it's all okay, you know, whatever you're experiencing, to kind of get down to the the ground level, so to speak, and get into your body and see where you stand and allow things then to move through you. It kind of gives you a firm base to work from.
That makes sense.
I would say that, you know, it will get better, but if you push it away or start to judge it, then you start to develop problems around it.
That makes sense. Yeah. So, how do you tune into the energy that surrounds you? You know, we've talked about the emotions. We've talked about the energy that gets stored in our bodies or is flowing through our bodies. How about the subtle energy surrounding us? How do you like to tune into that?
I like to tune into nature because there's so much alive in nature. We are nature, and if we can open our senses to the beauty around us, it starts to move things in our system and move the energy. So I just do something simple. You know, you don't have to be in a park, which, you know, it's wonderful in a park, but we don't all have access to one. If you even had a plant on your desk, you know, you could tune into the color and just the nuance of it. And there's something about that can really start to move your emotions, your body, your senses open up, and you become more that alive being that you've kind of forgotten about.
Well, I love nature, too, as a way to connect and feel the energy, as well as to remind me of the abundance that we're surrounded by. Nature is such a wonderful teacher on so many levels.
Yeah, it is.
I also like the arts. I find a lot of value there, too. Find anything that I know brings me joy, you know, certain pieces of music or poetry, where, yes, there are words, but you're not in your head so much in that there's space between the words. It allows the emotion to flow through.
And, beautiful.
You know, anything that I know moves me personally, I kind of keep that in a toolkit, you know, and if I have trouble in a meditation, I just can't really get into my heart, I will find a piece of music that really means something to me, and just being in that moment can loosen things up.
Wonderful. Well, Peggy, can you tell our listeners how people can get in touch with you?
I sure can. I'm at Stellar Reflections, and that would be www.stellarreflections.com, or the phone number is 425-999-9836.
Thanks so much for joining us today, and we're going to be coming right back with another segment about the energy of our life and how to keep it flowing for the greatest joy and abundance. This is Christine Upchurch. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And we were just speaking with Peggy Snow, and we also had Katie on earlier. And now we have a wonderful person that I had the luxury of meeting. She attended one of our Authenticity Rising workshops in 2012. And also an introduction as well, if I remember correctly. And I can remember looking into her eyes and just seeing some of the brightest light I'd ever seen. And so Bonnie Ginsburg, are you on the line?
I am. Thanks, Sabrina. Great to hear your voice.
Oh, it's Hi, good Bonnie. To hear your voice again and connect with
Hi,
you.
Chris.
And I haven't seen you for probably 2 days, Bonnie. How are you?
Yeah, 2 whole days.
Yes. Yes. Bonnie was at the...
Playing with Christine, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it was a fantastic, amazing, amazing weekend. So thank you, Christine. It was just absolutely fascinating.
Oh, you're welcome, and it was a joy to have you there, and you are a really bright light, Bonnie, and that's one of the reasons why Sabrina and I so wanted to have you on our show. And it's interesting because, yes, you are working in the learning about the transformational processes and healing and energy, and yet you have a very mainstream job, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm a marketing manager. And work 40-plus hours a week. So, yes, I call it very mainstream at this point.
Right. So, given that you're interested in this concept of energy, how do you utilize what you know about energy within the context of a mainstream situation, such as a workplace?
Wow, there are so many ways. I remember when I learned that... everything holds energy and everything is vibration. And I just found it such almost a magical power that everybody has access to. And so as I learn about it, I've been trying to integrate different practical things into my life. And the first thing that comes to mind are thoughts are things and thoughts are energy. And so I really have tapped into watching what I think about on a regular basis. And one of my daily practices is to kind of get up in the morning and kind of set an intention for the day. And really watch what I think about, because I know that in order to have good energy and have a good vibe, as everybody says, it really comes from within you and the thoughts that you're thinking. And though nobody can really hear the thoughts that you're thinking in your mind, they can actually feel them. And so every day I get up, I set an intention, and I kind of meditate on what I want my day to look like and really try to start from a positive standpoint, thinking positive thoughts. And because I know that I'm vibrating and I have a little antenna up there, like everybody does when you're walking around, when I think positive thoughts, I can really tell a difference in the way people react to me. So that's one of the things I do, is just really be conscientious of what I'm thinking. Because I find that even though people don't know what I'm thinking, they can still pick up on whether it's positive or negative. So that's one thing. Some other things, one of the other things I do, like I said, I meditate every morning, and I think this, again, I'm able to kind of feel and tap into that internal peace that's inside of me, and I think that kind of sets me up for the day in terms of my presence and just being in a calm, peaceful manner, and I think that translates to people as well. One of the other things is really being out in nature and really feeling the energy around you. Even though I live in Seattle and it's rainy, I try to get outside and just kind of take some deep breaths and kind of connect with nature and really feel the energy that exists and kind of look at the beauty in the rain, if you can if you can do that on a regular basis. And even right now it's kind of snowing outside, and just kind of connect with that. And it's just amazing. Amazing what it can do for you.
And it is a novelty for it to be snowing in Seattle, so it's kind of a treat. I feel like it brought out my five-year-old within me. It's like, oh, it's snowing, it's snowing.
Yeah, exciting.
Well, by this time, one of the other things going, it's snowing.
Oh. Yeah, you're in Colorado, right, Sabrina?
We're kind of over it now.
Yeah. So, Bonnie, have you ever been in a situation where you're like in a business situation or a personal situation where there's some sort of conflict? You know, maybe somebody's confronting you about something or complaining about something, where you feel like you've had to do something to kind of shift the energy?
Yes, definitely.
And how did you go about doing that?
The first thing I do is really just breathe and give myself a chance to just kind of center and get in touch with that peaceful feeling inside that I may have set that intention or go to the intention for the day. Mm-hmm. And then just really come from a place of inner peace and gratitude in that moment, and just realize that the person that I'm having the conflict with for whatever reason is maybe having a bad day, maybe doesn't really understand what's going on, or maybe it's just coming from their perspective. And just try and think some positive thoughts, because, like I said, thoughts are energy. And so by thinking them myself, I feel like I can kind of get my presence into a state where maybe that person will feel that and can kind of calm down, and we can talk about things rationally. So it's amazing. It's almost, like I said, like magic, how you can, your vibration, whatever vibration you're carrying, if you're thinking positive thoughts, usually it's higher, how that can translate to somebody else without really saying a lot in the moment. So
energetic,
I think,
transmission that's taking place, that exactly. Energy that we're speaking about, that's around us and permeates everything. And so you're raising the vibration of those around you.
Exactly. And, you know, you can consciously do it. That's the great thing about it, is everybody has that power within them. And it's just tapping into that and realizing that you too have the power to do it, to raise your vibration. And when you raise your vibration, you feel better about yourself. It really, you just have a lighter energy, and it just attracts more into your life. People will resonate with you more. That's what I've found. And, you know, everybody has those bad days. I know I come to work sometimes and I'm just like, oh, here we go again. Mm-hmm. Another day, lots of meetings, no time to just really, you know, collect myself. And then I realize, wait a minute, you know, I really need to get myself into a place where I can step into this positively, so that people around me will want to be around me, for one, and two, it'll make my day much easier, and it keeps you healthier. I found that the more I think more positively, the more that I've had tapped into this energy and found different ways, practical ways to integrate it into my life, my health has gotten so much better, so much better.
That makes sense.
I think that's a very, very direct correlation that you're making there, that, you know, the thoughts are things, and the more positive that we feel the majority of the time, the healthier and more well-being we experience. It just seems to go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. Didn't you tell me recently, Bonnie, that you took a substantial chunk of time off, right?
I did. For the first time probably in my career, I took 2 weeks off and did what I call a staycation, where I didn't go anywhere. And it was really a chance to just detach from the world and just get some rest, because I have a tendency, as many people do when you're working full time and you have a full life with lots going on, to just kind of burn myself out. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I really have to take that time to recharge, like, and take that time to kind of center and have some quiet time. Otherwise, you can run out of energy. And when you run out of energy, everything starts to go downhill, including your thoughts and your health. And, you're just not as organized when you don't take the time to take care of yourself. So it was very, very helpful. And what I realized is, by taking that short amount of time off, I've recharged and I feel like a whole new person. And even though I was away for a while, I have more energy now than I had if I hadn't taken off the time at all. So it's a matter of just taking care of yourself. And I think that's part of what this energy and vibrational frequency is it's a part of your overall well-being that you have access to, that a lot of people don't realize how important it is that you are aware of it and that you can change it at any moment. It's really powerful. Yeah.
That's
about the
really
only thing
important.
We have control over, it seems like, in these days and times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it sounds like even though you're doing this on a daily basis, you still took the time for yourself because you recognized that part of staying in balance isn't just like creating balance within your day, but sort of creating balance on, you know, more generally in your life and taking what it is you need.
Exactly. Balance is a great word, and it's a great way to describe it. It's keeping everything in balance, and including your energy, because when you get out of balance, it just, things don't work as easily. Things don't manifest as easily. Everything just kind of goes downhill. So, yes, definitely,
no
balance
flow
is key.
Right. So in 30 seconds or so, do you have any advice for our listeners?
Just to tap into that magical power that everybody has, that energy inside you that you can choose to connect with and can make such a difference in your life. And I would say start with your thoughts. Start with your thoughts and kind of setting an intention for the day, and have an intention that your vibration is going to be high, and then look at the difference that it makes with the people around you. Just do a little test and test it, because you'll be surprised at how you'll attract things and people into your life that you had no idea you could do. It's magical. So I would start with that.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us today, Bonnie.
Sure. Thank you.
Bonnie.
This was great to catch up. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That was Bonnie Ginsberg, and this is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do our regular segment, Authenticity Rising into Action, where you get to play along.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And I have really enjoyed our conversations that we've had today with three wonderful women who are doing their best day to day, moment to moment, allowing the energy to rise up in their life and flow through them in a more powerful way. And, you know, it is sometimes just moment to moment, isn't it, Christine?
It is. And, you know, we can come up with plans, and, you know, this time of year, there are lots of people who have set forth resolutions. We did an entire show about that. And they often come up with some really unreasonable resolutions. And then they just get disappointed in themselves. And really, if there's a resolution that you can apply where you bring it back into the moment, then all the better. Because if you're not in the moment, then you're not in a space to allow the energy to flow.
You know, and that's so great. I remember years ago, we were just speaking to Bonnie, who holds a very mainstream corporate career in marketing. And, you know, when I was in human resources, you came from mainstream corporate as well. But I can remember on Sunday evenings, I would start to get very depressed. Mm. And I would be dreading having to go back to work and leaving my family and my husband. This was before I was practicing in the moment, law of attraction, any of this stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And right? My husband would just look at me and go, "That's not until tomorrow. We still have tonight," you know, and I was already checked out of tonight in my anticipation for the long work week away from my family.
Right, right. So yeah, that being in the moment is important. And if we just have some awareness about that, you know, we can tell when we're not in the moment, and we'll bring ourselves back into it by just focusing on you know, that information that we need to sort of come back into the present moment awareness.
Yes, because usually right here, right now, everything is okay. You know, we can just pause for just a moment. We can see that. And I love, you know, all three women talked about coming back into the breath when they're feeling that fight or flight energy come in. Just take the deep breath to help raise awareness and that connection to that energetic system that we are.
Yeah. And that concept of creating some sort of ease and awareness within the body is such an important one, because many of us either are busy suppressing all that information and or trying to transcend the body, but the body is where it's at. You know, we are spirits having this human experience, and the human experience involves a body with giving us lots of information.
Definitely. So tuning into the body is so important, and honoring it, not judging it, just simply observing and noticing, because in the observation, it allows it to move through.
Right, right.
And then I love what Bonnie was talking about with the thoughts. And that was one of the things that I consciously did myself, was reach for thoughts that felt better. Whenever I became aware, especially when I became aware of thoughts that didn't feel so good.
Yeah, and that's not about suppressing the thoughts and pretending that they don't exist, those negative thoughts. When they're there, that's good information. It's like, oh, look, I'm feeling really judgmental about that person in my life right now. Well, isn't that interesting? Well, you know, Bonnie was talking about how in, you know, situations with some conflict, how you can sort of think a different thought. So oftentimes, you know, we'll think, oh, that person's just attacking me. But if you see where that person's coming from, if they're coming from their place of woundedness, you know, thinking differently, making a different choice in that moment about what you choose to believe, or even if it's like you don't care where they're coming from, but you're thinking, I really shouldn't worry about what they think of me or how they're responding to me. This has nothing to do with me. This is them. That shifts things entirely for us.
Yes, it does. And so it always comes back, it seems, to awareness.
Yes, absolutely. And it doesn't have to be, you know, only in those moments of meditation. It can be in our day-to-day moments. And, you know, sometimes what I'll do is I'll actually kind of play a game. It's like, okay, I'm just going to play the game of being the observer right now and sort of stepping outside of what's going on and not even thinking in terms of being spiritual, whatever. It's just, I'm just going to be the fly up on the wall observing this situation for a moment, you know, and it seems to really help.
Yeah, it does. It gives us that little moment to take a bigger step, get the bigger perspective, and to have clearer guidance in moving forward. And there's nothing I enjoy more than clarity.
Yes. Yes.
I can tell you, I don't enjoy it so much when I'm not feeling clarity.
Right.
And I usually just need to take a breath or do something simple. So, you know, even with meditation, it doesn't have to be this big, elaborate, you know, 15 to 20 minutes. Meditation and the effects of meditation can happen very quickly and rapidly, even just connecting through nature and art and music and all those different suggestions. So don't feel overwhelmed and feel like you have to add another item to your to-do list.
Right.
Because meditation can come in many forms and it doesn't have to be a lot of work. I used to work hard at meditating and then I realized that was such a big oxymoron.
I know it is. It is. And, you know, I found that over the years, I could fit in that kind of quiet, introspective time in situations where I never would have thought to do it before. I might have been agitated, like sitting in traffic, stop and go traffic, where you're on the freeway, but you're not going 60 miles per hour. You're going like 2 miles an hour when you're lucky. And instead of being stuck in that, thinking of it being an opportunity to sort of look within, take a couple of deep breaths, and then just pretend that, you know, that this flow of traffic is absolutely perfect, you know, and on some level it is, and then just be present there. And that in and of itself can sort of bring you into that awareness, you know, that you get within meditation.
Well, and that's what meditation is in the moment,
yeah.
That in the moment awareness.
So we need to give people an Authenticity Rising into Action Dare of the Week. What's it going to be?
Well, I think we should dare our listeners to find new ways to connect with the energy around them. With all the different suggestions we've had today, there's a smorgasbord of options.
Right. There's the dance and the yoga and the breath to connecting with beautiful art or music or nature, and also shifting one's perspective of thoughts and seeing what happens.
Yeah, and yes. And make sure you observe the people around you and how your energy and what you're bringing through impacts those. Because it becomes a lot more fun when others are playing along, especially if they don't know that they're necessarily playing along.
Right. Well, I can't tell you. There have been a number of situations where I've done, you know, healing or energetic sessions with somebody, and then I hear from them later, or hear from like a relative of theirs later, and they say, oh my gosh, you know, what they're saying is, everybody at work seems to be so different now. They're much nicer than they used to be. And what they don't realize is it's because their vibration has shifted.
You're
and
right.
That's something that Bonnie was talking about. And I suspect she's an amazing manager because she does get to that place of acceptance and awareness and you know, positive thoughts, which can totally change situation, dynamics of relationships. And not only that, but what it is you end up manifesting in, you know, and she says, I think one of her last words was, it can create something that's magical. And the magic of manifestation can occur when we raise our vibration through moving the energy and shifting our thoughts to bring our vibration higher.
Absolutely. And it does. It becomes that magical dance of life. And it's where we came and to play in this playground. That's the place we all want to be. And that's the wonderful thing, is that we impact everyone around us. So we have to bring our best the majority of the time.
Right. And also when we're not feeling at our best, to not be pushing that down, suppressing it, to recognize that's information, be aware of that and allow it to move, because we can't force ourselves into positive thinking. You know, it needs to be, you know, as the Abraham teachings go, you know, it's moving up that emotional ladder, so to speak, and allowing ourselves acceptance of where we're at, but also, you know, thinking of ways to find relief and to feel better.
Yeah, it's living from that wholehearted space.
Right. Well, Sabrina, that was fun. We had three very bright lights on today, didn't we?
Oh, yes. They're wonderful. So much fun to play with them.
Yes. Katie Owen, Peggy Snow, and Bonnie Ginsberg, thank you for joining us today. Sabrina, it's fun, as usual, having a conversation with you on the radio.
We'll have to get together in person, though, sometime soon.
I know. It's, you know, it's only like a two-hour flight. One of us needs to get on an airplane soon. Absolutely. And those of you listening to us right now, thanks so much for joining us. Stay in that place of awareness and connect with the flow of your energy. Remember, you can find us here same time, same place, every Monday. This is Christine Upchurch on Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. See you next week.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.